Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, yet more horrific news from Gaza, and yet more proof, as though anyone needed, that the Israeli Defense Forces are terrorist organizations. The Army, the Navy, the Air Force. The Navy doesn't do as much, but it's partly enforce the blockade to starve people to death and to prevent people fleeing to safety and so on. So it was just I think yesterday that 67 people waiting to get food from the United Nations were shot dead. That's what the Gaza Health Ministry said. Now, the Israeli Defense Forces acknowledge that they killed these people. They never claimed that any of them were armed. No Israeli soldier was killed. No Israeli soldier was injured. And 67 people were shot dead. The IDF says that the death toll is too high. All right. Maybe that's true. Maybe it's 57 or 47. I don't actually know. But it's entirely unsurprising. It's difficult to keep up with these. They're coming like twice a week. Since Israel wouldn't allow international aid organizations to distribute food, they had this sort of American one do it. Over 800 people have been killed trying to get food. 800 unarmed people, sorry, murdered, deliberately killed, unarmed people. Knowing them not to be any threat whatsoever. That is terrorism. It's terrorism, even if they wear a uniform whilst doing it. What feeling does this cause in the Palestinian people there? It causes terror. They fear for their lives. People are dying of starvation. The health ministry in Gaza said that over 18 people have died of malnutrition over the last 24 hours. There's extreme hunger. This has been confirmed by the United Nations. Netanyahu then has the effrontery to say that there is no malnutrition, that when they kidnap people, they're always overweight and well fed. It's sick. It's absolutely vile and despicable that they should keep up these lies. And who's most vulnerable? Little children. Even they survive. Even the blockade is one day lifted. They'll often be permanently underdeveloped because of malnutrition at this crucial stage in their lives. Saturday, 32 people were shot dead. Waiting for food. It is terrorism. The IDF is a terrorist organization. Netanyahu is a terrorist. So much for counterterrorism. And is not self-defense to murder children. It is not self-defense to murder unarmed people who are waiting for food. And why are they waiting in queue for food? Because Israel's created a situation of a severe paucity of food. And you know when the Israelis, they know when they're in the wrong because they'll instantly change the subject to the Holocaust, trying to exploit one genocide to justify another. This is 2025. It's not 1945. There's absolutely no question the Holocaust was committed by the Third Reich. I don't deny that. There's no diminution of the Holocaust on my part. But that's it wasn't Palestinians who did it, and you shouldn't do back to Germans or anything like that. This in no wise justifies this barbarity, this egregious cruelty towards Palestinian civilians. Wow. So the Israeli military telling the people in Gaza to go from here to there to so-called safe zones where they are bombed. It's sickening. The IDF, they bombed a Catholic church. I think people were murdered there as well. For once they apologize. They never apologize about mosques because they are Islamophobes and so on. So it's absolutely sickening. You know, time was Israel do the knock on the roof, tell people to get out. They don't do that anymore. Anyway, so it's thought that only 20 hostages in Gaza are still alive. The IDF has killed some Israeli hostages. Was it deliberately in some cases? So it's absolutely barbaric, which is going on. Now, okay, 7th of October, some Israeli soldiers were killed, hundreds of Israeli civilians. Of course, I deprecate that. That was a criminal act. That was a cruel act. That ought not to have been done. Hamas is a terrible organization. Since then, about 400 Israeli soldiers have been killed fighting in Gaza, and 59,000 people in Gaza. 59,000. Even Israel says only 13,000 of them are terrorists. Let's take them at their word. That's 46,000 civilians. So the great majority of people they killed are civilians. Even in their own estimate, 70% of the people they killed are women and children. Some of the men they will kill will be civilians too. So It's not true that they're using human shields. Human shields do not work, have never worked against the IDF. And Hamas can play that game too, say Israeli civilians are human shields. It's unacceptable. It is criminal. These are flagrant breaches of international law and of humanitarian law. And then we hear this absolutely nauseating lie, the IDF's the most moral army in the world. What, 67 civilians murdered? Moral? Moral? Can you hear that? Wow, it's so grating. I mean, such chutzpah to this topsy-turvydom that, if you defend these people saying, no, please, mercy, that's somehow pro-terrorist. No, is the IDF as a terrorist organization? Because you see the life and the terror they're inflicting, the grossly excessive violence and absolutely unarmed people on defenseless people. It is nauseating. Anyway, the 59,000 figure, the United Nations accepts that as correct. There are estimates up to 200,000 if you take into account people have died of malnutrition, the lack of medical care, doctors and nurses being murdered, people otherwise be saved. The medical staff are not there usually. They don't have the medicines they need. They don't have the medical instruments. They don't have whatever equipment they need. Now, that 200,000 figure is probably a considerable exaggeration, but 59,000 is probably underreporting. So, wow, there are about 2.2 million people in Gaza at the beginning, about 100,000 been allowed to flee, 2.1 million. You can do the mathematics and see what percentage have been killed and what percentage have been wounded. It's about at least three times the number of killed have been wounded. Several thousand, at least several thousand kidnapped by Israel. It's got no legal basis to hold them. So you see how racist Israel is in the West Bank, continuing violence against West Bank civilians. Hamas doesn't exist in the West Bank. And yet illegal immigrant Israelis there have murdered dozens of unarmed Palestinians in that time. Occasionally, Palestinians have defended themselves. So you see the flagrant racist policies, the apartheid system there, whereby Israelis, who are the illegal immigrants there, judged by civil law, but the Palestinians judged by military law, can be detained without trial or charge for years. If they do have a hearing, it's in a court which is totally prejudiced against them. Israeli illegal immigrants get to vote in Israeli elections. They get a say in the laws under which they live, and the Palestinians don't. The Palestinian Authority has almost no control over almost no land. It's utter humiliation and degradation. It's the most outrageous injustice. This is utterly inequitable. And, so Israelis should teach their children not to hate Palestinians, not to hate other Arabs, not to hate Muslims. Okay. And because we know this is hatred, it leads to action, it leads to the mass murder of people. Now, and often hear Israeli saying, Palestinians teach your children not to hate Jews. Fine. I don't want anyone to be hated for his or her nationality, ethnicity, religion, so on. But you can see who's actually doing the hating. You can see the hateful acts committed by the IDF. Wow, it's just so evil. To think there were at least two guys who've been in the IDF whom I considered friends. What's their take on this? I've fallen out of touch with them. Good people do evil things, just as evil people do good things. They follow the crowd. They lack the moral courage to speak up or to be a dissenter, to be called a so-called traitor. Sometimes traitor is the proudest title you can possibly bear. There's solidarity, there's groupthink. Rage blinds people, the odium they feel. Pity the Palestinians, the victims, Edward Said called them. Like W.H. Auden says, those to whom evil is done do evil in return. Because of the satanic crimes of the Holocaust against the Jewish people, some people want to lash out and exact vengeance. And then pretending as though Israel is in danger from Hamas, which has largely been annihilated, which had no heavy weapons, Israel is armed to the teeth. Illegally occupying some of Lebanon, some of Syria, stealing even more territory in Syria. Syria's got no air force to speak of, and they can launch all these attacks deep into Syria, can launch attacks into Iran. The idea that Hamas is an existential threat to Israel is absolutely ludicrous. This is just cruelty for the sake of it. It is as evil as can be imagined. So, what are the Palestinians to do against this extremely brutal foe, this absolutely lawless regime? Which goes against international law, United Nations Security Council resolutions. The Israelis know these are legally binding, which is why they make such strenuous efforts to get the United States to veto them. They can't say that it doesn't matter when they strove a might and main to get it vetoed, and they failed. So that they failed, that they tried so hard proves they know it is legally binding against international law in so many other regards. Of course, there are some Zionist chills who, no matter what atrocity is committed, they will say it's good so long as Israel does it, right? So any massacre is self-defense. The mass murder of children is self-defense. You've always got to ask yourself, how would you feel it's the other way around? If Palestinians murdered 59,000 Israeli civilians, would that be self-defense? Bear in mind, it's Palestine's illegally occupied, not Israel. And what is the path to peace, given that Netanyahu said he will never ever permit a Palestinian state? He's proud to have prevented it coming around. So there is no two-state solution. And Israel is not amenable to reason or international law. So what is standing in between Palestinians and the IDF? International law is not. The international community is doing very little. Some governments have raised their voices. My government, the Irish government, has said enough. The British government has been rather disgraceful on this. And I wish my government in Dublin had issued visas for those poor Palestinian children to come and play GAA in Ireland, at least save their lives. Well, we live in very, very dark times. You know, there's so much evil, so much foulness, and there's so much impunity. These absolute monsters get away with it every single day. It's a screaming injustice, and it's just heartbreaking.